Hey man, that's a powerful. As Linda talked about her mother and grandmother, isn't it? I believe it's in the book of 1 Timothy. Isn't that amazing how God uses that? Because that would be my testimony of my mother and my grandmother and my great grandmother, of the praying women. You know, when God created man, He said, after He seen us, He said, "Man, we got to get that guy some help." That's just all there is to it, and. Linda, it's funny. Just thank you for that. And you are a godly example. I think about the people who, in my spiritual path, that even early on, Clarence's mother was a great woman of God. And what a godly influence. You know how it is when you're growing up, you know, when you're 5 years old, your mom she's the love of your life. And then you get to be maybe around 12 or so. And you think, she don't know quite as much. And then you become a teenager, and mom don't know anything. You know, but it's funny, a mom who knows the Lord, and it's funny how the devil would try to interfere in our families, but a mom cares deeply, and the wisdom and advice that a mother gives is never to control or to run your life. It's to prevent that, you know, those detours in life don't all have to be taken. We can listen to sound advice, and you know, and there are those that do that, and they've walked that path. And I think none of us do it perfectly. But the Reverend Billy Graham said, "Only God Himself fully appreciates the influence of a Christian mother and the molding of character in her child." That's by the Reverend Billy Graham. And the Bible says, of course, "A woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised." Always stand your ground. As a mom, you know, I think as a parent in general, well, the hardest thing that we do as a parent is say no, because a lot of times we're hated for that, but it's the very thing we need to do. We're called to be parents and friends second. We're called to honor the Lord, but you know, years down the road, our parents, just like I did, we come to understand that. As I prepare for today's message, I try to be mindful of everybody and try to be mindful of the time here. We have moms and grandmothers, stepmoms, foster moms, adoptive moms, mother-in-laws, which I have a great mother-in-law. I'm trying to get some bonus points here. And I think what Linda said is the spiritual mom of things, because, you know, in the Bible, this is pretty interesting. We would never want to make light of somebody who can never bear a child. But, you know, some of the most important scriptural women in the Bible, outside of God intervening in a supernatural birth, didn't have children. God orders our steps, so we know that as a spiritual mom, once we come to know the Lord and Savior at 16 or 60 or 90, whatever it is, spiritual mothers are just as important as any earthly mother. Of the wisdom they can share, I can learn something from somebody 14 or it can be 90, but if they're sharing the Word of God, they're a spiritual mother. We need to be mindful of that. I think about this morning, as I get emotional because, man, God truly blessed me with the mom on this earth, man. Many of y'all could feel the same way. I know many of y'all are like me. My mom's been with the Lord for 12 years. Y'all have lost mothers, including Pastor Rocky this year. It's not an easy thing to go through, but I'm so grateful that the Lord blessed me with the mom and loved me. And man, just words of love can't, just the selfless love, man, that reflects Christ goes beyond words. And I have a wife that's just the same way to the kids. But I'm also mindful. I think my mom left this earth early at 70. But I'm mindful because right in front of my mom, as you approach my mom's gravesite, the parents keep a 19-year-old picture of their laminated daughter that passed away. Man, that's hard. That's grief. And right down from my mother is a 2-year-old. So I try to keep that perspective and mindful how blessed I was. And I know here we've had moms and parents both that have lost a child, and our heart grieves. That goes, we don't understand on this side of heaven why those things happen. But we do grieve with you. May God comfort you on a day like today. Isn't it funny how today, I'm as teary-eyed as I am, man, I'm blessed and so happy and excited that God blessed me with a mom that like He did. But at the same time, it can bring that the extreme opposite of some people don't even want to acknowledge today. It's like their moms don't exist, you know? And so the varying degrees of how a day like today can bring is so different. You know, our mothers and families are a gift from God. You know, it's funny, I wrote down, because Where do we get our parents' skills from? God created parenthood. So we should look to him as followers of Christ. But ever since sin entered the garden, that's where it all started. You know, I think about whether we have a lost loved one, a parent, a child. You know, the enemy destroys relationships. He has from day one, and that's what he does. He goes about, his methods never change. You know, I think about when I thought about, I didn't want the message today to be on Mary, but I thought about when the angel come to her and she, you know, told her she was going to bear the Savior of the world. You know, I could imagine, I would have had a lot more questions than she did. And I could imagine even, and I'm sure the Bible, I can't even imagine the range of emotions that she had. But over the course of the next 30 years of her being with Jesus, you know, on a daily, day basis, we're all children of God. And guys, we'll never know what it's like to carry a baby, but all of us know what it's like to carry Jesus, every one of us, on a daily basis. Now, we can, you know, we can get away and we can follow our own path, but we carry Jesus everywhere we go as followers of Christ. But I think about when Mary, some of the times that Jesus would speak to her would almost seem offensive to her. You know, when he's, you know, when they're traveling back from Passover, and, you know, I guess it's a day or so when they realize they can't find Jesus and they go back. I mean, the mom come across to Jesus as, you know, I wouldn't call it, I mean, she says, well, you know, where you been? What are you doing? And he said, I'm about my father's business. Well, she could have been offended, but I love Mary. In three different times, she said that she treasured some of the things that Jesus said. But, you know, every time that we read the Word of God or hear a message or fellowship, Zoom, whatever it is, we're getting the Word of God in. So she was taking that in, and she could have responded back. She wasn't offended. She just loved. And I think about even the time that when she come to, she just to visit Jesus, and Jesus tells the disciples, it's you know, my mothers and brothers are those who do what I tell them to do. You know, I could imagine how, you know, you didn't travel to visit your son, and he's sitting there saying, well, this is my mom over here, the one that's doing my will. So she wasn't offended, and once again, she just treasured it in her heart. I've had Brother Rick or Clarence, I had them, the title of the day's message is quite simply, his mother said, whatever he says to do, do it. Whatever he says to do, do it. The Bible says that for all of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And if one thing that stood out to most to me when I thought about sharing something today was, you know, maybe we do have a parent that's wayward, or a son or daughter. You know, we all needed forgiveness yesterday. We need it today, and we're going to need it tomorrow. We need to be mindful. God has called us to love, and we've all sinned. We'll sin again, so we all need forgiveness. And it's important for us to remember those that hurt us, we need to forgive them. It doesn't mean we forget what they've done to us. That doesn't mean even when that we're cautious, even when that relationship develops. But we have to remember that we all sin. And we all, every relationship needs forgiveness. Whatever he says to do, do it. When I saw those words, I wish I would listen a little bit more to what my mom said, but when she said that, can you imagine that? Now, here's 30 years, Jesus, as far as in the Bible, had never performed a miracle. Talking about a woman walking by faith, whatever he says to do, do it. John chapter 2, let me get my Bible there. John chapter 2. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Now, both Jesus and his disciple were invited to the wedding. You know, I guess my upside for me would be a little bit more positive, and I guess Sean knows I don't like to laugh at work, and I give him good counseling at work. He just doesn't take any of it. But man, think about this. A wedding celebration, when you really think about it, there's going to be a marriage supper one day. And this wedding here is a picture of the wedding to come between Christ and the church. But when you think about God, I said, man, this hit me like a ton of bricks. You know, so many times when you hear people, God is holy and he's serious about getting people saved. But man, you think about Jesus, if there's a party, Jesus was the life of the party. I mean, think about that, man. Jesus loved to celebrate. He loved to laugh and have a good time. Sometimes when you talk to people, it's, you know, it's not this mean guy that's pounding you, man. He's the life of the party. He brings joy and happiness. I mean, so why not invite him to the party? Just I've been to some parties. I can tell you that Jesus wasn't there. But so anyway, Jesus, the life of the party. And when they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." There's a problem. Right in the middle of a great celebration, there's a problem. How many times in life does that happen? There's something good going on, and then all of a sudden, bang, here we go. We got a situation. What are we going to do? Who are we going to turn to? Who are we going to call? What are we going to do? How many people Google their problems versus going to God, going to prayer and God? They'll go to Google to get the answer for everything instead of getting on their knees or just raising their hand and say, "Lord, help me. Just help me. I need your help here." God will step by step. God's grace will not, he can't give it to us tomorrow. We need it today. And when they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said, "They have no wine." Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does your concern have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." Man, that's not the most encouraging comment. I mean, I could see where somebody, a mom or any parent, could be offended by that. He was very, and I know he, think about that. What's this got to do with me? Then he goes on to say, "My hour has not yet come." But Mary had faith. Mary has seen 30 years of Jesus. Couldn't you imagine when the kids got in an argument? I thought about that. And Jesus entered the picture. What were you going to say as the parent? I mean, he just, you know, he was never wrong. Full of wisdom and grace and knowledge. So, I would just love to really, honestly, to hear some of them discussions. And I think that's, and I'm not promoting this, but that series is chosen. What I do like about it is these stories in the Bible, man, they're just like me and you. We're writing our own story right now. And what I like is it humanizes the Bible. And I think sometimes it is a book of holiness, but these stories are written for us to encourage us, to help us avoid things we can avoid, and to help us to live a life that'll please God. You know, we will always in this life, whether I'm serving the enemy or I'm serving the Lord, there's going to be issues. The Bible doesn't. He said it rains on the just and the unjust. We're to do our part, and we're to continue to walk in faith. You know, I thought about it. I Googled this morning, 7,000 promises in the Word of God. And, you know, here we've got all these things out there. I guess, what's it called? Instagram. I'm not against any of that. I'm not on social media, but we got the great I am. When we got an issue, we go to him. He's our problem solver. "Woman, what does your concern have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." The first point I just wanted to make was Mary knew the importance of obeying God. She knew the importance of obeying God, and nothing's changed. 2,000 years later, what she said, "Do whatever he says to you to do it." Nothing's changed. If there's the simple message, I mean, I was drawn back to the Lord, it wasn't the message. It wasn't Rocky's, well, it was a singing to a certain degree, but just seeing him up on the stage, knowing him all them years, it was a simple message. I just seen something that changed my life. And I can't even tell you the first message that he shared. I just seen him sharing on the stage. And I had been around Rocky as a teenager, and we had hung out some and all those types of things. But Rocky and Carmel, she's included, that God didn't design anybody any more shyer. To see what they do up here on stage, it's the little miracles that God does when we come to serve him, come to know him and to trust him and to follow him. That's what he does. And Rocky was that person. And just seeing him sing that day totally changed my outlook on the gospel. And I told Darlene that day, I said, "I missed it. I've missed something, but I'm not going to talk about the Bible. I had to read it." And over the next year or so or whatever is when I just, you know, God opened my eyes. That's what he does. He comes to seek and to save us. And all he wants us to do is follow him. And that doesn't mean we're called to be up here, but we're just to be faithful where we're at. The co-workers that we're around, you know, you think about even you're a mom or dad, you don't have children, but the people that you influence, but God loved that are around you, that's the testimony of Jesus right there. I can remember I shared this before on a Wednesday night years and years ago. You know, you I come in, I do, because of my job and, you know, the full head of hair I got and all that kind of stuff, you know, just feeling dirty, not wanting to come into church on Wednesday night and wear a hat. And Rocky said, who said you can't wear a hat? I mean, the religious mindsets of people. And I can remember being in Israel when I got on the elevator on the Sabbath and everybody's looking at me and I didn't realize they wouldn't push an elevator button on the Sabbath because they considered that labor. You know, but you can see how we can take, you know, God's looking at my heart, not my hair. And so anyway, yeah, don't worry. Don't worry. That day's coming though. I'm going to get back what the enemy stole in heaven. That's for sure. We need to remember that when Jesus shows up, there's nothing too small in our life to pray about. There's nothing so ordinary that God does not want to hear from us. I don't care if it's going to work. You know, you can pray before your dinner. You know, that's a good argument between couples for dinner tonight. Think about this. He knows when the sparrow hits the ground. He knows the stars by name. Just like Mary. He chose Mary just like he's chosen us. He's favored Mary just like he's favored us. Same blessings apply to us that 2,000 years ago. All we're to do is exactly what she said, is to do it. Not easy. 10 commandments, not easy. And thank God for his grace that when we fall, he picks us back up. And that's why when I share communion, I always search for something that God to put in my heart. Because when you know that you're redeemed, man, let me tell you something. I don't care whether it's a relationship, your finances, whatever it is. I can't get back my 20s again. But let me tell you something. God does redeem your story when you commit it to him. And the heart of God is to do that. And, you know, think about that. 7,000 promises. God's will is for our kids to come to the knowledge of the truth. And we say, man, we stand on this. We stand on healing. You know, sometimes that does mean we all, this physical body is going to fail and leave this earth. We know that. But let me tell you something. If God tells us to stand on healing till we take our last breath, we don't waver. We don't come in here, do communion, and walk out the door, well, I've got 6 months to live. No. I shall live and declare the works of the Lord is what the Bible says. We absolutely, man, our Wednesday night Bible studies, man, we stand on what God says. And when we fall short, we just tell Lord we're sorry and we pick back up. Fellowship, worship, Bible study, messages, you know, we got all these things. But when we do that, we're treasuring the things in our heart, just like Mary did. Day by day, we're building our faith, just like Mary did. So when we do get into that situation, and I'm sure if I asked to raise a hand this morning, there would be plenty of people here that have an issue, either with a family member or their health, or there's something going on. And if you're not, God bless you. It's coming. But no. But God has given us his word to stand on. And that's so important when we're walking in faith. I mean, I just love that. That stood out to me. You think about Mary. Back then, I could imagine what they were feeling like. They're completely out of wine. So, can you think about that? Here's a big wedding reception, a big party, and they're out. And yet, Mary knew Jesus could handle it, just like he handles our issues. The second point I want to make this morning is so simple. When he tells us, she tells us, she says, whatever he says to do it. Jesus has asked us to do as far as following it, but he's asked us, the first most important thing is to believe in him, to believe in him. John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Not some way, I'm the only way. I am the way. I am your answer. No one comes to the Father except through me. We're to leave any old things behind and let God, all things are new. This morning, if you're on the fence about knowing the Lord, don't leave here not knowing Jesus as Lord and Savior. Somebody watching this morning, it's just simple. We know we sin. The Bible says we know. We know when we do something wrong. So he brings that conviction into us. That's the Holy Spirit. John 3:16. God so loved the world the whole world, every culture, every religion, every person. God loves all people. He created us all. We read that earlier before the foundations of the world. He gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's what he wants. He wants us to believe in him, and then after that, once we get in good Bible study, but then we follow him. And you know something? I can honestly say, you know, when I gave my Lord back to the, life back to the Lord in my early 30s, I guess it was sometime, some of those people that were your friends are no longer your friends. But I can say this about that. You know, some of those very same people now come back to talk. And I let them know right up front, man, I don't have it all together, but we know who does. And I don't never want to come across as a righteous person, even though I'm trying to walk my faith out. But it's important for people to know, man, you know, we don't, Rocky did that series on a hypocrite. I mean, whether you're in the church or out of church, I think we're all guilty of that. But it's the point of getting down on your knees, repenting, Lord, I'm sorry, help me do it better next time. And that's the most important thing, is to follow the Lord. And that's what he wants us to do. You know, when we give our life to the Lord, that means we got to put some old things behind. Clarence, I don't know if you could, Rick, could you show them pictures of some famous moms here? So I said, it's funny, when I Googled the message about Mary, you know, some of you got to be able to recognize this. I see Mary wasn't one of them. Here you got Carol Brady from the Brady Bunch. She come up, and Sean actually called that one. Yeah, Good Times, man. JJ, what's happening? Florida Evans from Good Times. Hey, yeah. Claire Huxtable from The Cosby Show. This really, now, look, Craig, my son will testify to this when I had to call him. So many of the things I've researched give her as a mother. But let me tell you, I asked my son, I said, what would be the deal? Craig's my witness. What would be the deal with her? And you know what he said? Perfect answer for today. She kept the family together. And isn't that the truth? In our culture this day and time, with as many single moms as we have, the mom keeps things together. In our hearts, moms, single moms do go out that have to work and support and do all the things, regardless of the circumstances that took place, God sees and God is there to help you through whatever that is. The only way to life is eternal. Is through eternal life is Jesus. God not only wants to transform us, he don't want to rearrange us, he wants to transform us into a new person. And I thought about this, once we do that, fear becomes courage, sorrow becomes joy, and death becomes life. We speak, act, and live in a different way because there is no other way. Follow me. I was very blessed in this side of life to have a mom who, she did keep our family together. She dragged me to church when I hated it. it's not like one of the things once I got to be a teenager, you know, we know it all at that point. And but my mom always had a loving hand. She always would tell you the truth. And that's the thing sometimes, as Pastor Rocky shared, sometimes as parents or moms or dads, our heart is for our kids. But sometimes the delivery of our message, they seem offended, and we don't mean it that way. Our hearts is to help them, not to live their life, but to help them avoid some of the things that we've gone through. And, you know, it's funny, as we get older, you know, I certainly am a flawed parent, for sure. And I'm grateful that I have a son and a daughter that, and I don't want them to see, they know how imperfected I am. And but I also want them to know I love the Lord. And when I fall, I'm going to get back up. I'm not going to be ashamed. I'm not going to let the devil steal my joy. Think about it. The Bible says, in the presence of the Lord, there's fullness of joy. So naturally, he wants to steal your joy, whether it's a family member, your coworker. He wants to take that from you. But I can tell you something. We have a completely, man, it's so, when you recognize in this life, and you're going to hear, even church people are going to say things wrong at times as far as it, we have a completely defeated enemy this morning. He has no power, none whatsoever, and yet thoughts in our minds, worry, anxiety, the things that we will take on that he took on the cross that we do not need to bear. Amen. So I'm telling you this morning, my heart goes out this morning because I know many of us have family members, lost loved ones, parents that need to come to know Jesus. They need to believe. It's our job to fill in that gap, to stand and pray for them and believe. Just like God touched our hearts, he's going to touch theirs. And we stand on that. And you know something? Our God is faithful. Is being as imperfect as the Bible says, and yet we want to give our children good things. Look what the Lord has done for us. Clarence, I want to finish up with this scripture this morning because I found this scripture just thinking about children. We know, and that's been a prayer of ours too on Wednesday nights, just any kid, and it's for all children, but specifically been praying for since the ministry has started for kids here at the church that are now adults and those that are going to come in. But I love this scripture in Isaiah 54:13. For a praying mom, for a praying dad, for a praying stepmom, whoever. This is an awesome prayer right here. All your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. We should pray that over our children. Great shall be the peace of our children. You can bring the kids on. Mr. Torres, you can bring the children on back in. Yeah, I'm going to share. Yeah, okay, yeah. Clarence, I do want to share Isaiah 49:15 this morning for somebody who has had that distance between a mom and a dad, or maybe there's no relationship there. Because God has not forgotten you. Can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son or daughter of her womb? Surely they may forget, yet I will not forget you. This morning, like many of us have lost our moms, let me encourage you today, if you have a mom, whether you Zoom, whether you're celebrating today, take the time to pick up that phone and call. I wish I could have the opportunity to do that. Get a chance to hug her, do that. One day, the only thing you're going to have is like me, which is a blessing, is the memories. So take advantage of your day today. And Sister Michelle, would you come up, share? Sure.